Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Taboka Ncube. Today, we are discussing the worsening water crisis in major cities in the country. This is very vivid in Bulawayo, Harare, and other cities and towns in Zimbabwe. This at a time when the Bulawayo City Council has announced that all suburbs will not have water for the next 3 days due to electrical maintenance work that will affect both the NEMA and Criterion water treatment works. But first, a look at what's happening in the other parts of the world. In Seattle, there were no polling stations for Russian citizens to join the worldwide movement known as Noon Against Putin, a symbolic protest of the re-election of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Instead, they commemorated opposition leader Alexei Navalny and wrote letters to the growing list of political prisoners in Russia. Natasha Mogovaya has the story.
In the past month, this makeshift memorial at the Peace Garden near Seattle's Space Needle became a site where many Russian diaspora members came to express their grief for the late opposition leader Alexei Navalny. About 40 opposition activists again gathered here Sunday as the presidential elections weekend unfolded and Vladimir Putin, in power since 1999, claimed a landslide victory in a non-competitive election.
I know they just draw these results and that's completely fake.
Artem Tomilin, who left Moscow a year and a half ago, came to the memorial for the 10th time this month with a brand new tattoo of Navalny, who according to Russian authorities died February 16 in an Arctic penal colony. Navalny was 47.
He was and is a Russian opposition leader who really inspired me.
Activists signed a petition calling on the U.S. Congress to not recognize the Russian results. Mitch Goll says most Russian citizens in the U.S. did not have access to the polls to submit a protest vote.
The only locations that people can vote abroad is Houston, Texas, in New York, and the Washington, D.C. embassy. And that's for the multi-thousand population of Russian Americans that are willing and wanting to have a change in Russia for the better, for the democracy, and to end the war and the aggression towards Ukraine.
Agata Yanturina says that for her family, the military indoctrination in preschools was the last straw, leading them to leave Russia. But she says she still has hope for change.
As sad as Alexei Navalny's death was, it mobilized a lot of Russians to fight against the regime, and I think it will continue and grow.
The event culminated with writing letters to the lengthening list of political prisoners. Last year, Mariana Markova was sending letters on a regular basis to 18 political prisoners in Russia. This year, her list has grown to 37. Following the polling station's protest, the number of political prisoners is likely to grow exponentially, says Markova.
My friends in Moscow live in constant fear. You cannot say Navalny, you cannot say war, you cannot talk about anything. The recently adopted new laws allow everything can be a plan for a terrorist act.
Russian opposition activists in Seattle are currently petitioning the local authorities to establish a permanent memorial for Alexei Navalny and vow to continue the struggle for the beautiful Russia of the future he envisioned. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Seattle, Washington.
In the capital city, in Harare, the ICT minister, Chatenda Mavetera, told Studio 7 that school children and young women in marginalized communities should be introduced to robotics and coding at the earliest stage of their education, in line with the government's ICT overhaul thrust.
It is quite important for us as a ministry, more importantly, for us to then be able to come up, especially with women, women empowerment in terms of digital skills, so that women can also even get involved in entrepreneurship. You will see that right now we've got this ICT conference, which is happening inside the Women's Month. And what we need to do is for us to see a measure that we can put in place, especially as a ministry, so that we can come up with policies that are also pro-women. It's important as well to also look at, you know, a lot of people are being exposed to cyber attacks. Let's also look in within the Cyber and Data Protection Act and see what needs to be done, which is more centered to women. You also realize that it's important for us to have an affirmative action program, which will see women get into basic literacy skills. But it's not only about basic literacy skills. We need to go a step forward. Let's look at us, looking at us getting involved in coding. And even for the young women, we also need to look at them. You realize there was a program that we said we also needed to do. Let's look at the curriculum that is being offered right now at the Ministry of Primary and Secondary Education. What is it that we need to do? Let's introduce coding. Let's also introduce robotics for those young girls as early as primary school. And you also realize that for us to be able to progress, we need to be able to empower women, especially in the digital era.
That was the ICT Minister Tatenda Mavetera speaking to Studio 7 in Harare this afternoon. Melissa Sandile Mabeza, a University of Zimbabwe student living with a disability who attended the Women's Conference in ICT, said that disabled women are sometimes discriminated against by organizations and companies when job opportunities arise. Melissa said she even struggled to get an industrial attachment. She is, however, optimistic that ICT will make life easy for women living with disabilities.
Ngicabanga ukuthi kuze kube lula ukuthi abantu abakhubazekileyo bestudy in computer related jobs kungabasiza kakhulu ngoba kuba lula ukuthi befunde and akufuni a lot of physical action or ukuthi be move kakhulu around ukuthi bese bekwanise ukufunda and ukuthi bekwanise ukwenza lo msebenzi wabo. So in terms of emzimbeni akufaki strain okuningi and kuba lula ukuthi beyenze imisebenzi yabo emsebenzini ngoba akula okuningi okufunakalayo. So inkinga engihlangana lazo ukuthi khona lokuthi imisebenzi yahlupha ukuthola. Ngiyakhumbula ngidinga attachment, ngasokola kanzima ukuthi ngize ngithole umsebenzi. Ngasona sengibuyela khona e-UZ ngibacela ukuthi sengiqhashe ukuthi ngithole umsebenzi because abe ngangisithi ngihamba ku-interview sekubuza ukuthi sokuqede sekubuza ukuthi sovele like uzakwanisa ukubuya wedwa, uzakwanisa ukusebenzisa izinto wedwa, uzakwanisa ukusebenzisa i-laptop wedwa. Imibuzo yena leyo engingafeeling ukuthi babe sokukhangelela phansi kulokuthi bebone ukuthi uzokwanisa yena ukwenza umsebenzi.
Melissa Sandile Mabeza is a University of Zimbabwe student living with a disability. She was speaking to Studio 7 after attending an ICT conference in Harare. After the break, we'll delve in deeper into our topic, but for now, stay tuned as we take a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, the VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our topic of the day. Zimbabwe water wars are expected to worsen this year following a crippling drought fueled by the El Nino weather phenomenon. We are discussing the water crisis at a time when the Bulawayo City Council has announced that all suburbs will not have water for the next 3 days due to electrical maintenance work that will affect both the NEMA and Criterion water treatment works. And now to discuss this issue in detail, we are joined on the line by Bulawayo City Council Water Committee Chairperson, Councillor Kalazani Ndlovu, Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association Coordinator, Mr. Permanent Swanda, and Arara Residents Trust Director, Mr. Precious Shumba. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll start with Councillor Ndlovu. Looking at the situation in Bulawayo, what is the status as we speak?
Come again, I didn't get your question.
What is the status of the water situation in Bulawayo as we speak?
Amanzi akobulawayo ethi nawo malutshwana kakhulu kusenziwa isomiso esibe khona phakathi na-region yethu nokuthi ama-attachment area yethu lapho esitshwethe khona kusemasouth aba yindawo engagcweli izulu ngokwaneleyo. Amadamu ethu kawanamanzi ezispeech and lamaplasi ethu ngokuvuza aseliyo wona phinde sithola nje njalo kusuka kube nzima ukuthi sinikeze umphakathi amanzi everyday. Sizama ukugogoa kokuncane silapho ukuthi siye sikolangelingaka kuthola abangaka nelangelingaka zokuthola ngaka ukwenzaukuthi asaiteaelisuku.
Siyabonga Councillor Ndlovu. Vashumba, tichiuya kwa muri kuHarare uko zvakamira sei tichitarisa nyaya yedambudziko remvura iyi?
Tinotenda zvikuru munzvimbo zhinji dzemuHarare, ndingati masuburbs anogara veruzhinji, mazhinji anga achitambura kushayiwa mvura kunyanya masvondo matatu adarika. Situesheni yange yakanyanya kushata nekuti dzimwe nzvimbo dzinosimbowana mvura kwemazuva kana kuti matatu kana mana pasvondo dzanga dzichiwana kana zuva rimwe chete kana kushayiwa. Senzvimbo dzakafanana nekunana Glaudina Kuwadzana nekunana Glenora kwanzo kuine dzimwe nzvimbo dzanga dziri kunyanya kushayiwa mvura. Tichitarisa zvakare uwandu hwemvura huri kuwanikwa zvinoratidza kuti kadziro yedu yeguta reHarare inogona kuunza mvura inokwana kusvika anofunga 40-45%. Imwe chidimbu chemvura inenge yapombwa kubva kuMorton Jeffrey chiri kurasika munzira nokuda kweleakages and illegal connections along the water distribution network. So the water situation has been very, very dire, and most residents have had to resort to bore water, which is a serious problem because even some of the bores are drying up and have serious challenges in terms of times when they are opened to the public to access water.
Tinotenda Vashumba. We also have a resident on the line. We have Mr. Permanent Swanda representing the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Swanda, sikhangela udaba lolu olukhulunywa ngalo, lina njengezakhamizi libona njani udubo lwamanzi lolo?
Udubo lwamanzi is a big huge problem, especially with humanity if law is declared as a state of emergency. ngoba esikunanzelelayo ukuthi amanzi ahlala kwezindawo bahlala more than two without water coming out of their tap. And so sike sakhulumisana le Flower City Council ukuthi besincedise ngamabhawuza abuye more regularly than the supply that they were doing before. Kwenzela ukuthi kube kukhave i-gap lani yokuthi amanzi esale engekho. So njengezakhamizi sithakathi kohlupho kakhulu ngoba sesisenda most of our productive time looking for alternative sources of water. Kwathi indawo thole izakhamizi zikha amanzi kuma-open sources angekho safe. Kuba labantwana bawela phakathi kwamasiko nalawo. So sesibana ngasiko ngoba le ndlela yokubana umuntu uhulumende engathatha seriously indaba yokuswelakala amanzi kobulawayo and declare Bulawayo Water Crisis as a state of emergency.
Siyabonga. Councillor Ndlovu, sibone umbiko okhitshwe yiBulawayo City Council isithi okwamalanga amathathu okuqalise namuhla kuza kuba kungela manzi endaweni zonke esihlala uZulu. Kule ndlela na ezifakiwe ukuthi uZulu abe ethola amanzi ngalesi sikhathi, njengoba okuzikhatshana ezedlule besibona ukuthi kwezindawo belihambisa amabhawuzi ukuthi abantu bathola amanzi, pho nxa sekuzindawo zonke okuhlala khona abantu liza kwenelisa na ukuthi litholise abantu amanzi?
Yebo, iyo iproblem ehlangane layo phakathi nako kobulawayo akwe-3 days. Kodwa-ke thina sithi sikhe sikhangela i-Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday asina malolishi vele kade siwavulele amanzi. Sibone kulithuba elihle lokuthi silungise sikulungisayo during this time according to our 120-hour schedule. Kodwa-ke lapho kusika khona kusiwa lesimo esibucayi, kungaba kusezinhleni, kungaba yilabo abangenzelisanga ukukhelela prior. Ngoba thina sithi uZulu nxa amanzi efika ungabona efika empompini, ama-containers onawo ngikhaya sebenzisa wona ukukhelele especially for household use. Then ilawa amanye awokuthi zaketoilet lezingadi abantu behambe beyethatha ezikotshi ukuzibokalilesi lazo. Kodwa-ke kulesi simo sesikiso sangawumvulo langolwesithathu ikhona yokhoahali abane-challenge enkulu ukuthi bebika babonanga isimemezelo sokuthi amanzi azacishwa ibajonile. Ngase bele problem bayahamba ku-local councillor wabo oyabe khona khonapho. Local councillor uzalayenza u-injiniya we-water isikhumbuzo azama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi lezo ndawo ezine-problem enkulu yamanzi especially asikhangelanga ukuthi umtatho lamanzi okunaphi lizagijima ibhawuza liye kulezo ndawo. Kuzazikhangelela ukuthi kusiyafika ngolwesine isimo lesi sizabe sesikulungisile. Silebhawuza elilodwa kobulawayo abadala bayakwazi ukuthi bayafikezelela, amabili siwahayile. Siwahayelela such a situation esesibhekane layo ngoba ngikhona kunemakiteli lapho siyalanda khona isomiso. Lokho sifisa ukuthi uhulumende kuwe uyasi-declare as a water crisis. Singabantwana phila siyakhala kumzali. Lokho esilindile kodwa asikwazi ukuthi uzakwenza nini. Ukwenza ukuthi nabanye nje labo behawukele umntwana kamakhelwane ukuthi hawu baze badubeka kangaka mhlawumbe singanceda ngefunding ethile ngoba silama-projects anjengensiza i-duplication of insiza pipeline esikhangeleke ukuthi ngathi siza kobulawayo. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga, Councillor Ndlovu. Coming to you, Mr. Shumba, looking at the situation in Harare, what are the recommendations that you would have, not just for Harare, but the whole of Zimbabwe when it comes to the issue of water shortages, looking at that we are at this time where we are facing a serious drought?
The major recommendation probably for most urban and rural areas is that the sinking of bore laws should be regulated, because the more boars we have within a residential area, we are going to create a huge challenge in terms of the water table. Now that most boars are drying up, it would be wise to have one electric powered or hydroelectric powered bore or solar powered bore, and then people's houses are connected to it. That would mean that we do not need necessarily to have a bore for each household, but for a specific community. Then into the water leakages, the most viable recommendation would be for the councils or the government to invest in the upgrade of the underground pipes for the distribution network, to ensure that the water pumped from the pumping stations reaches the intended households, because currently most local authorities are losing up to 60% of treated water, and that's a huge loss, considering that most water treatment chemicals are coming from abroad. Then there is also need to invest in water supply infrastructure, like new dams that would bring fresh water to the urban population.
Thank you, Mr. Shumba. We have a caller, Kululani Lingenele Gustelo Baba Lingave Lisikumalingati.
South Africa,
hayi siyabonga liyalubona lapha udubo lwamanzi esilalo namhlanje lina lithini ngalo
udubo lwamanzi lolu liyangicanga kakhulu liyandihlukumeza ngoba lubulala ibulawayo kakhulu kodwa umbuzo wami ukuthi amadamu wona aphelelaphi lawa uhulumende wayathembise abantu ukuthi azasupply amanzi kobulawayo ikakhulu azidamu liyana elasencema lapha wothiwa lizo supply amanzi kobulawayo uhlelo lohamba-hamba lwaphelela kuphi ngoba cabanga ukuthi lolo lozasiza kakhulu azedolobheni elikhulu kobulawayo laphana.
Hayi siyabonga baba Khumalo ukuthi lingenile kuhlelo.
Okay baba.
Yeah. Sibuya kini councillor kulo mbuzo lapha obuye lobaba uKhumalo ukuthi kwaba lokwethembisa ukuthi kuzakuba le damu kumbe amadamu amatsha azageje ukwenzela ukuthi kutholakale amanzi kobulawayo. Umbuzo wakhe ngokuthi uhlelo lolu lwaphelela ngaphi kumbe selukusibanga siphi.
Ngiyabonga kulongumbuzo kababa uKhumalo, kodwa ke nijanti nxa ngomntwana kumzali ucela everyday uyabe sithi ngizakuthengela isigqoko siyabuya siyabuya, yikho lapho lathi esiloko esikhona wadinga follow up. Kodwa ke emalangeni ngojanuwari uhulumende ukhiphe ikomiti yakhe, uminisi wewota ukhiphe ikomiti yakhe yabuya kobulawayo phansi ukuthi izobona umumo mathupha. Kade beku-100 day mission engilethemba lokuthi sebeqedile, sesikhe sahlangana nabo sa-exchange ama-note. Amadamu kobulawayo asadingiswa ngokuhulumende awakakhiwa, kodwa-ke le private partner ngathi private player efuna ukuthi yakhela idamu elibizwa kuthiwa i-gas block dam kusase inkulumo zakhona kusakhulumiswana akukaqedwa ukulungiswa i-paperwork. Kodwa-ke silethemba lokuthi le indlela esesiyithethe njengobulawayo angeke yasithiya egangeni, sithengisiwe ukuyakhela idamu ele-gas block emsensiza. Sinjalo silinde i-long term plan yethu eyigwayisha ngani ekade lathi sazalwa ilungiswa, yiyo esake siyikhangele njalo futhi kuhulumeni. Yikho uhlelo olukhona ngamadamu okubulawayo.
Siyabonga. Mr. Svanda, we heard there Mr. Shumba speaking, where he raised a number of issues that are happening, including leakages and boreholes drying up in Harare. Are we seeing the same situation happening in Bulawayo? And what probably will be your recommendations in terms of dealing with such challenges in the country?
Okay, yes, we are seeing the same situation of boreholes drying up in the country, in Bulawayo, sorry. And for me, one of the key major recommendation issues that I want to give to maybe Bulawayo City Council is they are busy implementing offending strategies to assist residents with alternative water supplies. I'll suggest that maybe they also look at public places like schools and hospitals and prioritize those places, because they understand that the situation in hospitals is not easy when patients do not have proper amount of their care. And we are even hearing some schools are requesting that school going kids should bring about 2 liters of water when they come to school. So my recommendation is that we can, the Bulawayo City Council and the government at large, prioritize those public places where our children are at school, and also hospitals, in making sure that they have a regular water supply.
Thank you. Ngizaphenduka kini Councillor Ndlovu. Kulo mbuzo lapha ovele komunye wabalaleli bethu ofake kuFacebook esithi yena imali esizibhadalayo azihambelani lamanzi esiwatholayo. Linalokhu njengeCouncil lithini ngakho? Abantu bayakhala lapha bathi hayi, imali abazibhadalayo ziphezulu kodwa bengatholi amanzi, njalo bengatholi usizo oluningi luvele eCouncilini. Linalithini ngalokho?
Uqinisile umhlali ngalokhu akuzivayo, kodwa-ke mina angizwa ukuthendikela i-department le-finance. Abe-finance babona ngapho khonokho ukuthi ama-meters aminjani. Kodwa engikucelisa abalaleli ngalesi sikhathi, ungazibona unebhili eli-abnormal, ungazibona unebhili eli-abnormal, thintana lo-councilor wakho mhlawumbe, kumbe zihambele straight etawa block uyebonana no-director we-finance services, akuchathisele kuchathiselane ngebhili leli eli-abnormal, ngoba esikhathini esiningi sihlala singenamanzi koBulawayo. Then you find ukuthi ibhili liyabe selimdurele umuntu kamlimi. Kodwa-ke ukuthi kube nobufakazi, fika nalelo bhili kulabo abayenza kwamabhili baza kuchathisela. I'm not well versed ngento ze-finance, ngingaphaphalaza uma ngingaphawuli.
Yes, siyabonga Councillor Ndlovu. Tichidzoka kwamuri vashumba muchipendera chirongwa munguva diki diki, nde api matano amakatarisira kuti ange achitorwa gore rino, sezvo paine dambudziko guru rekuti mvura haina kunaya, uyezve tatagara takatarisana nedambudziko remvura.
Tinofunga kuti pari zvino kanzuru inofanirwa kuisa mari padivi yekunyanya kugadzirisa nyaya yekuti iyo mvura itomboripo yacho inofanirwa kusvika yakati wandei kune vagari, yekuti kana tichirasikirwa mvura inodarika hafu yemvura yamuri kupomba, chinoreva kuti muri kupombera mvura pasi isingasviki kuvagari. Tikutarisira kuti panofanirwa kuiswa mari yakati wandei kuti izvozvo zviitike. Uye kumawater treatment chemicals, tarisiro yedu ndeyekuti kanzuru inofanirwa kutsvagurudza mikana yekutenga mishonga kune mamwe makambani anogona kuva akachipa.
Ndine urombo vashumba, ndichakudimbirira ipakati. Nguva yedu ndo yati manyei. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Thabo Kanxube.